On this Monday, we're launching a new series here on the show. It's called Our Street. And in it, we're taking a closer look at neighborhoods around the valley and what makes them tick. From bustling urban cores to up-and-coming developments, we want to find out about the most interesting parts of the valley and tell you about them.
That's right. We're kicking the series off with Hatcher Road. This is the main street that runs through a classic Phoenix neighborhood, Sunny Slope, of course. Sunny Slope runs officially from Northern Avenue to North Mountain, 19th Avenue on the west to 16th Street on the east. The first subdivisions there were built in the early 1900s when people came in search of the health benefits of living in a dry desert climate. And those people were often poor. They built tent houses or little cottages amid the cactus and sagebrush. The neighborhood boomed in the late 1940s, post-World War II, and since then, it's gone through various stages of growth and redevelopment. Today, it's a mix of the wealthy and the working class, and has a reputation for its tight-knit, diverse community and artistic bend. And it's been experiencing a surge of redevelopment of late. But as with everything, the pandemic threw a wrench into a lot of that. So to find out where things are now, I met up with someone who knows the area through and through.
I'm Caroline Lobo, and I'm an architect, practicing architect. I have my practice doing educational architecture as well as residential. I live in Sunny Slope, and my husband and I own a couple of businesses in Sunny Slope.
Caroline Lobo is the president of the Hatcher Urban Businesses, otherwise known as the Hub. They've been working for years now to revitalize Sunny Slope and its main drag, Hatcher Road. I met up with her at Grinders Coffee there for a tour.
You know, it's a labor of love. Community work and building community is top on my priority list. It's a legacy that we leave for our next generation, and it's important that, you know, we leave a great legacy behind so everyone can enjoy the things that we enjoyed as we grew up and, you know, take pride in. It's been a while that I've been involved in art walks and art festivals in the community. And lo and behold, now it's time to develop it in a way that we can create a sense of place which can help the next generation take pride in it and build it on and have their legacy set up.
Yeah. I mean, so Sunny Slope, I think this is a neighborhood that's been through a lot of iterations over the last, you know, 40, 50 years, right? Where do you see it right now and how far has it come?
We've come a long way because we have a great infusion of big and small businesses. Look at Honor Health. You know, they employ about 3,500 people in and outside our community right here on Hatcher Road. And if you add to the mix local businesses that have been in and around here for 30, 40 years, multi-generational or intergenerational businesses, it's phenomenal. I think it can be one of those sought after communities. It already is because we've got a lot of artists that have been, you know, priced out of downtown that have moved into our community, and in their own way they've continued to shape this community, and we're seeing things in a new light, you know, in a way that we feel like, okay, there's so much more we can do with this. You know, we've got the foundations laid out. We can take this and run with it, and what we give to the next generation will be even better.
This has been a community that has been low income at times, it's been rough at times, but it's still very economically diverse, very racially diverse, socioeconomically diverse. Talk about the sort of evolution in that sense.
To me, Sunny Slope is really eclectic. The diversity is what we take pride in. So we've got million-dollar homes, and we've got homes which are, you know, less than 100,000. We've got people that are CEOs of companies, and then we've got people who are, you know, do hardcore labor. But that's the beauty of it. When you go to North Mountain, and I've said this to so many people, you don't know who's walking next to you. You go to the parks or you ride your bicycle in the canal, you don't know who you're riding your bike with. But it's just beautiful. And I think it is important to have that kind of diversity in a community. It's important to live not just with like-minded people, but with people that are diverse so you can learn from them, you can share your thoughts, and it's eclectic in that sense.
So that's a really interesting sort of mix. Where do you think you've come in the last year and a half, 2 years here, where we've been in a pandemic and so many businesses have closed? It's been tough to kind of continue community, right, as everyone's been inside and staying away from other folks. What kind of setbacks have you experienced here?
It's been a struggle. lo and behold, the small and micro businesses are the people that, you know, they're working really hard on a day-to-day basis. It's not like they've got like 20, 30 employees trying to, you know, just get their job done. They are entrenched in running the business and working alongside the employees, and really don't have the time to put in the paperwork to even get the grants that were available as a result of the CARES funding. So it's been challenging. Some of the small businesses that opened up in the last 2 years, like I can think of a churros place that had to close down. But we've stuck together. We have figured out a way. You know, our neighborhood services department of the city of Phoenix has been phenomenal to work with. They've been alongside us trying to figure out how we can outreach to some of these small businesses. And I wouldn't say that we're all thriving, but we've all taken care of one another to make sure we stick with it and, you know, we'll survive.
Gives you an opportunity. All right, we're going to go see a few more places here in the neighborhood, right? All right, let's head out. The first stop on our tour of Hatcher Road was just up the street from Grinders at a revitalization project near John C. Lincoln Medical Center, where a project as simple as widening a sidewalk made a big difference. So we're kind of near the hospital here, right?
Right in front of Honor Health. So we're such a diverse community. Not everybody owns a car. Mm-hmm. If we don't show people, you know, that it's a walkable community, if you don't put the infrastructure in, people, you know, would always think that the only mode of transportation that you have is driving a car. Mm-hmm. But if you see what they did, you know, a widened sidewalk right in front of the hospital, infused with artwork.
And trees.
Trees, shade, all of this was a part of that exercise. Is how do you start to get people to walk the street and, you know, create this vibrancy?
It makes a big difference in a way that doesn't seem like it would be a big difference, but it is.
That's true. You know, we talked about having a diverse population living here. If we can get people to use the amenities that we have and live with it and make it better, whatever we can do as individuals as we start to integrate into our communities, whether it's, you know, keeping our sidewalks clean or as professionals if we work with our city and, you know, creating better infrastructure for everyone to enjoy, I think it all comes together.
So we're right here crossing Central at Hatcher. So you've got the mountain on your right here. This is S Mountain, as my four-year-old calls it. And you've got a church, you've got a shopping center, you've got an auto body shop. It's a little bit of everything.
So what is fascinating about this streetscape is we're trying to make this walkable. So we're trying to attract more retail and more investors to come onto Hatcher Road. If you see these light poles, we put in a bunch of banners. It's the Hatcher Urban Businesses. You know, we call it our destination for business, arts, and culture grouped into one. This is really Slope Pride. What other community has 200 small and micro businesses on one street with a canal on one side and the mountain on the other?
Yeah.
You know? We've got all the bones. We need the people. We need people who believe in us, who believe in the vision of how we can transform this place. This place is phenomenal. I've lived here for 20 years, and I can vouch for the people and the community that we've built. This is one of our first projects during the pandemic. Econolite is an electrical subcontractor. They do a lot of work in town. And this was the first revitalization project where we added some trees. Brian Fabig is the owner of Econolite, and he's been phenomenal to work with. He let us do, you know, start branding his property, and he's got plans.
Just then, the small business owner himself saw us and came out to say hello.
The fact that I can call you out from your office and talk to you while she's interviewing me is, like, awesome.
Yes.
Hi, I'm with KJZZ. Nice to meet you. What's your name again?
My name is Brian Fabig.
Fabig's storefront is now surrounded by trees and landscaping, a revitalization effort he says has had ripple effects.
Thanks to Caroline and the hub, we got to plant some trees and some bushes here and try and revitalize Hatcher, start the process.
Yeah. What's it been like? I mean, have you seen things shift as you've shifted here?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got the mural next door, and then we got the trees going here. We've got some other businesses down the road that are kind of cleaning things up, and we're really, I think the group is making a big impact.
So it's like, it seems like if you fix up one streetscape, right, you clean up the front of one business, does it spur others to change, you think?
I think so. It's actually even transferring into the neighbors. We've got a couple neighbors that are starting to come to the meetings, and then they're fixing up their yards, so I think it's absolutely spreading. You know, it does take time, and there's a lot of issues that need to be dealt with, but again, the leadership at the hub is just doing incredible work, so I think it's gonna come along, and we'll make some great progress here.
Just a good example right there, Caroline.
There you go. But we're going to clean up all of this. As a result of the effort that we've all collectively put together, we have a mid-century modern furniture store opening up on 7th Avenue in Hatcher. So that's a big win. We have a new construction company moving onto Hatcher and remodeling and adding on to their existing structure. So that's another big win. So we've started the movement. You know, literally our website says join the movement. And it's not just the movement of businesses. It's the movement, like Brian said, you know, the neighbors around us are also starting to, you know, take pride in what we have and make it better.
That was Caroline Lobo, president of the Hatcher Urban Businesses, giving me a tour along Hatcher Road in Sunny Slope. And it was the first in our new series on the show, Our Street. And we also want your help with this new series. If you know a great neighborhood that you think we should know about, send us a note. Tell us about your favorite streets, blocks, hoods, and haunts, all of the hidden gems you found and want to spread the word about. We are at the show at kjzz.org.